بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we discussed regarding the benefit and the importance of good character and noble conduct. In today's hadith we learn a dua that would be recited by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find commonly this dua is mentioned in many of the dua kitabs as a dua to be recited when a person looks into the mirror. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Allahumma hassanta khalqi. Generally when a person looks into the mirror, he is beautifying his external appearance, he is grooming himself, perhaps he is combing his hair, combing his beard. So he says, Allahumma hassanta khalqi, O Allah, indeed you have beautified my external appearance. You have given me a beautiful form and my limbs that are in perfect proportion to one another. فَحَسِّنْ خُلُقِي. Now, O Allah, you grant me the ability or you assist me to beautify my internal qualities as well. In other words, perfect and beautify my character. And we find various other du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to beautify his character. اللهم اهديني لأحسن الأخلاق. Where he would make du'a, O Allah, you guide me towards that conduct, that character which is beautiful, which is perfect. لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت. Nobody can guide me to good character and conduct besides you. وَصْرِفْ عَنِّي سَيِّئَهَا. And avert evil character and conduct from me. لَا يَصْرِفُ عَنِّي سَيِّئَهَا إِلَّا أَنْتِ. There is nobody besides you who can avert evil character from me. So we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite being the greatest of Allah's creation, and of course being given the best of character, he was still desirous and eager, and would always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to beautify and perfect his character. And we read yesterday as well that the reward or the benefit of good character in the hereafter, a person who didn't engage in much nafil, much optional ibadat, yet he had good conduct and character, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise his status in the hereafter. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once questioned about the basis upon which people would enter into Jannah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that there are two things, piety and good conduct. These are the things which will cause a person to enter into paradise in the hereafter. And on the converse, when he was asked about those things which would cause a person to enter the fire of Jahannam, then he replied, here also there are two actions or two things, and that is abuse of the mouth and the private parts. And when it comes to this, we find another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that sometimes a person makes a statement, he utters a statement or a word, and he doesn't think much of it. He thinks it to be something trivial, something light. But the statement is so severe, so serious, that it causes him to drop into the depths of the fire of Jahannam. So sometimes a person abuses his mouth, he speaks ill about somebody, or he speaks ill to somebody, he hurts somebody's feelings, and this becomes a cause for his entry into the fire of Jahannam. And just one point for us to take note of here, when it comes to the protection of the tongue, how we speak to people, sometimes it's not only about saying the right thing, but the manner in which we speak to people. Sometimes a person speaks something which is truthful, it's the correct statement that he is making, yet the way he delivers the statement, the way he says it to the person, causes great amount of taklif or difficulty or hurt to the person. The famous incident is mentioned regarding that king who was known for his anger and his temper. So this king, whenever something would go against his desires or wishes, he would vent his anger and take it out on those around him. So on one occasion he sees in a dream, or he sees a very frightening dream, and he calls a minister of his to interpret this dream for him. So when the minister hears the dream, he gives the king the interpretation that it seems as though all your family members will pass away in quick succession, and you will be left very lonely thereafter. So the king, of course, becomes enraged. He is not happy with this interpretation, and in that fit of rage, he commands that this minister be executed. A few days pass, the king is still troubled by the dream that he has seen. He calls another minister to come and interpret this dream. He also gives the same interpretation. It seems as though you will lose all your family members in quick succession, and you will live very, very lonely thereafter. So again, the king goes into a fit of rage and anger. He commands that this minister also be executed. And then this dream is still troubling him. So he sends out a message that who is going to interpret this dream. Of course, nobody was willing. All of them were afraid of the wrath, the anger of the king. Finally, an old wise man, he plucks up the courage. He says, O king, I will give you the interpretation of the dream. So he comes into the court of the king. He hears the dream of the king. And he says to him, it seems to me from this dream that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with a very long life. And you will outlive all your family members. So just a change of word. He said the same thing. The interpretation was the same. But the king becomes happy. He becomes overjoyed. And he commands that a great amount of wealth and favors be bestowed upon this minister. He promotes him to a higher position than he had. Just the manner in which he said something to somebody. So when it comes to the abuse of the tongue, or rather the protection of the tongue, on one hand we should be very careful that we always speak that which is correct, and together with that make an effort to speak in such a way that does not hurt the next person, doesn't cause harm to him. As we discussed yesterday as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise a person's status in the hereafter and will grant him entry into Jannah based on the good conduct and character that he imbibes within himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.